Much like the Republicans currently kicking up sand over the rising costs of Obamacare premiums, this week Republicans are griping about another self-created drama. As today's court-mandated special legislative session is called to order so that congressional redistricting maps can be redrawn not to favor Republican incumbency, it's important to remember how we got here so that maybe, just maybe, these scripted dramas will stop happening. We got here by means of dishonesty. On July 10th, Tallahassee Circuit Judge Terry Lewis chided the legislature over two specific district drafts he deemed unconstitutional, Congressional District 5 and 10. This came only after a years-long court battle launched largely by the League of Women Voters that revealed via public records that consultants and other operatives were playing messenger in an ugly game of faked transparency. Then on August 1st, Lewis made a second ruling calling for new maps to be presented by August 15th and made legal by August 21st. The new maps could quite possibly affect the November 4th elections and bring a special election, at the very least for the two districts involved. In essence, Republicans, by sheer stubbornness, have made a mess of this year's election cycle. So, naturally, they are threatening to sue. We believe that the restoration of legitimate representative democracy is well worth one extra trip to the polls, League President Deidre McNabb said in a statement, and maybe one trip to vote these fools out of office.